USA luge slider Tony Benchouf likes to speed. He gets a rush from hurling his body down an icy sliding track on a small sled, sometimes traveling faster than 160 kilometers an hour.
At those high speeds, the position on the sled is crucial, but when you're going around some of these corners and hitting 5 G's, it's easier said than done.
The final turn at the Whistler Sliding Center, site of the luge competition for the 2010 Winter Olympics, proved deadly for 21-year-old Georgian slider Nodar Kumaritashvili. He suffered fatal injuries when he hit a metal beam after flying off the course during a practice run hours before the opening ceremonies.
Sled and track, we'll start number three, sled and track.
The sport of luge is the fastest sliding sport in Olympic competition. Its debut at the 1964 Winter Olympics at Innsbruck, Austria, was also the first time a luge slider died while practicing for Olympic competition. Kumaritashvili's was the second, and is unacceptable, says Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili.
No sports mistake is supposed to be fatal.
Saakashvili rejected suggestions the accident was a result of human error, but acknowledged Kumaritashvili might not have been as experienced as other athletes.
This sport of luge, it's a matter of experience, and experience comes with years. And the best, the most successful students, the most successful sportsmen are after age of 30. There are people who succeed at 40.
In an interview in the months leading up to the Olympics, Benchouf explained how training for the luge better prepares athletes for the Olympic competition.
It takes a long time to get good at it. Most of the veterans in the sport are in their 30s because it takes so many years to get good and be a world contender.
The Whistler track reopened for competition just one day after the death of the Georgian slider. Even though some changes were made to ease athletes' concerns, speculation continued about the overall safety of the course.
We work very much with the international federations, and ultimately what they ask for us to design and to create is what we design, always, of course, with safety as the top priority.
Vancouver Organizing Committee spokesperson Renee Smith-Vallade said the track was certified by both the International Luge Federation and the International Bobsleigh and Tobogganing Federation prior to the Olympic Games.
And at the end of the process, after the track is finished, there's something that happens called homologation. And homologation is the formal seal of approval on the track from the two sport federations who say this track is certified for competitive training and competition in these sports. So it goes through a rigorous process of development from the design phase right through until the testing.
Though too late to change the overall course design for the Vancouver Games, organizers for the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, are using Kumaritashvili's death as a lesson in design and safety. The plan for the sliding track there still needs approval. It is a track Tony Benchouf probably won't experience. He says he plans to retire from Olympic competition after the Vancouver Games, even though he failed to get a medal. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Vancouver, Canada.